Get in the van!
We're doing podcast stuff!
With Cake.
So we saw a little band called Prince and the New Order Generation thing. No. Oh, we saw Cake.
Cake.
So, for those of you who don't know Cake.
What is wrong with you and where have you been?
Yeah, get the fuck out. Just get out. Out of the van.
Go to a music store or Apple Music or whatever and download and get yourself some Cake. Get some culture.
Yeah.
It'll be good for you.
Yeah. So, Cake is this lovely little band from the 90s, from my formative years, who were light years ahead of their time at the time. And somewhere, I think, in the aughts, music caught up with them. And now they have a huge resurgence in the 20-somethings. And, you know, all of their parents who want to go see Cake. Because Cake. So tonight was an evening with Cake. There was no opener. And
it was very civilized.
It was very... There was an intermission in the middle so that we could, you know, relieve our you know, swollen prostates and...
Or what is that? Get some morally ambivalent beer?
Yes. Yes. Borderline fascist beer company beer.
Yes.
Yeah. What can I say about... I can say so much about Cake. First of all, musical genius. They really, like, God, I feel like I say this shit about everybody that we go see, but we don't. I mean, there was the whole show that we didn't bother to review because it was not good. You know, send us an email, send us a comment, maybe we'll tell you about it.
So Cake is wonderfully quirky. In a way that, specifically quirky in a way that, like, when I was in high school and college, I absolutely adored.
Yes.
Their lyrics are quirky. His delivery is quirky.
He is quirky.
Yeah.
If you're fans of Soul Coughing, then you have to already be fans of Cake.
Yeah.
Because Mike Doherty and the guy from Cake, whose name escapes me at the moment, I think he's another Mike, they are peas in a pod.
Yeah, they really are.
They have that same sort of, English lit lyricism.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good description of it.
Yeah. It's very poetic. It's not spoken word, it's sung word. And I mean, yeah. So he played the audience like an instrument for a couple of his songs. And it was magical, and like his sort of banter is
wonderfully dry
and bizarre and quirky.
And
he's political without preaching and without being divisively political.
Yeah,
but you know what he's saying, and it's great. Yeah. And
they do a really good bass line.
Well, yes.
Yeah. I feel like it took him a song or two to kind of warm up in terms of, like, his presence. I don't think he came into his own for a couple of songs.
I agree. But I'm okay with that. Like, I'm starting to get used to that with some of these older touring bands. Is that you know, they need a beat. They're not young and fresh anymore. They're not as full of energy until they start feeding off the crowd.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if anybody... We haven't talked at all about the show yet. We like to not talk to each other about the show until we sit down to record this.
Because otherwise we have nothing to say.
Yeah, because we've already said it already and it exits our minds. I think he hates Never There. He felt really off and rushed for that song.
His timing was weird. Like, yeah. Even for him. I mean, his timing is always quirky.
Yes.
But, yeah, this was not quirky timing. It was, can we get done with this now timing?
Yeah, I think he hates Never There.
I think it's his, it could be his, like, obligation popular song that I have to play.
Oh, it absolutely is.
Yeah.
Right? There's a reason it was in the last six.
Yeah.
But, like...
But I mean, I think all bands have like one hit that they had that they're just like, ugh, do I really have to play this?
Yeah, and I think Never There is that one for him.
Well, it's the least quirky of their stuff, I think.
I also, I got a weird, like, their bassist clearly is not their original bassist.
Right.
That kid was 12. but I feel like maybe the guitarist isn't their original guitarist either, and like the bassist and the guitarist were really backseat.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, when you've got the front guy whose name we, you know, I really should look it up. The front guy and the horn player slash keyboardist slash everything.
Slash, yeah.
That guy's amazing, by the way.
Yeah.
They are really are like the heart and soul of the band, but like the bass line and the guitars really are a huge part of what I enjoy about their recorded music.
Hmm.
'Cause without the bass and oh, that guitar is so beautiful. Oh, it's not your standard Fender Strat. It's I think it's a Gibson.
Looked like a Gibson.
I'm not a gearhead, though I could easily be, if I let myself.
It was a guitar that I would classify as like a Roy Orbison type guitar.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's an electric acoustic mix. It's like a Gibson.
Such a beautiful sound.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that guitar style. Anyway, that sound is really key and quintessential to Cake, between the driving funk bass line and that Gibson sound is really, and then the horn and front dude's sort of quirky lyric and timing and his I think he's responsible for most of the arrangement.
Yeah.
John McCrae, by the way.
John McCrae.
Thank you.
'Cause he really know, like, he will call for parts to come in and like he's the one driving the bus. There's no doubt about that.
And so, I have to say, for people who don't know Cake, their arrangements are so minimalist to me that it's a thing of beauty.
Yes. Yes, that's true. They are very minimalist. It's a very stripped down sort of band sound.
Yeah.
Like them and Cracker and Soul Coughing are all in a very similar puddle. Hot group.
No, I like puddle. Puddle works.
Yeah. This is the second time I've gotten to see them. Both have been at the Greek, actually.
How did the shows compare?
So the first time I saw them, they had openers. There was somebody, I don't remember who. And then Ben Folds, not with the Five, but just Ben Folds. And I was unfamiliar with Ben Folds' music prior to that.
Okay.
Or at least I thought I was. Turns out, he's amazing. And amazing. And then Cake went on. And
I feel like you actually talked about that show on a previous podcast.
I think I probably did.
I think
because
you did.
It really made a huge mark. I love Cake. I love Cake. I love Cake. I've always loved Cake. I never got a chance to see them before. I wasn't really doing concerts back in the day because I was a shithead who had no money back in those days. Mm. And so...
That's why I started doing music journalism, so I didn't have to pay for shows.
Yeah. And thank you, because I saw a couple of shows because of you. Not with you, but because of you.
Yeah.
I don't know that I really have anything more to say about Cake other than Cake. What a great show.
Yeah.
If you have the opportunity to go see them, go see them. You know what? I did mention this inside. I love Cake fans. I really do. For lots of reasons, not the least of which is girls in short skirts and long jackets. But the fans really are there for Cake. They love Cake. They are singing along and everybody's having a good time. Mostly people are there for the show and not to be seen or talk over the show.
Except for those people right over there.
Yeah, except for those people right over there. I shouldn't be able to hear your conversation through my earplugs over the music.
Yeah. Yeah, it is unlike some of the shows, and unlike many of the shows that we go to, it is not the big spectacle show. It's not going to be the big lights, the big show. They are musicians.
Yeah.
And there's a difference between musicians who are putting on a show and people who are entertainers who happen to be playing music. Many of them are supremely talented, but they are not doing the big show. They are understated. They come out and they're like, hey, we're Cake.
Here's the song.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have a set list. We just kind of, you know...
Play what we want.
Play what we want. So, you know, you're welcome to scream out stuff at us, and we are totally going to ignore it because, you know, we do what we want. So... Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go see Cake.
Go see Cake.
Cake is good. The cake is not a lie, as it turns out.
Mm. All right. This has been Twisted Cat.
And I'm Patch.
I'm Batman.
Get in the van! We're doing cake stuff.
Cake podcasty.